7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal prosecutors announced they're pursuing charges against a man who allegedly killed a woman on a commuter train in North Carolina last month.
The federal charge allows the Justice Department to pursue the death penalty against Carlos Brown, the man accused of stabbing a Ukrainian refugee on a light rail train in Charlotte last month. Irina Zarutska died in the attack. The White House says as a repeat offender, the suspect serves as an emblem of a liberal approach to criminal justice. DeCarlos Brown had been arrested at least 14 times before and reportedly had a documented history of schizophrenia.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Israel carried out a strike in Doha, Qatar today, targeting Hamas leadership. The White House says the U.S. military informed the Trump administration about that strike. The move further hinders Gaza ceasefire talks. Apple has rolled out its latest updates on its popular products, including the iPhone 17, updated AirPods, and the iPhone Air. The company calls it the thinnest iPhone to date. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got another name in the race for governor, and it's a big name in southeastern Wisconsin. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley is throwing his hat in the ring after Governor Tony Evers announced his retirement. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The Milwaukee County executive is attempting to appeal to the rest of the state in his campaign announcement video posted this morning.
To the single mom in Eau Claire looking for affordable, dependable child care, I hear you. To the union worker in Sheboygan taking an extra shift today to make the end of the month a little bit easier, I see you. To the dad in Platteville working towards your degree after tucking your kids in goodnight, I am you. I'm David Crowley, and I'm running to be governor for all of us. Wisconsin, let's get to work.
David Crowley formally announced his run for governor, becoming the third Democrat to join the race following Governor Tony Evers' decision not to seek a third term. Crowley released a campaign video connecting his own experience with hardship as a child to the struggles many families still face today.
That boy who was homeless is a homeowner, where my wife Erica and I are raising our three daughters. My story is not unique. My story is Wisconsin's story.
Crowley says he's had success in job creation, cutting carbon emissions, and property tax relief while advocating for greater local government funding. Crowley took aim at Republicans and President Donald Trump, saying their leadership has brought chaos and division to the state. Crowley joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Ryan Sternad in competing for the Democratic nomination. Republicans Josh Shulman and Bill Berrien have officially declared their bids. Republican Representative Tom Tiffany is expected to announce soon. A primary election will be held in August, with November's general election deciding the next governor. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Some injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers have 14 players on the injury list following Sunday's win over the Lions. New additions include right tackle Zach Tom with a sore hip, left guard Aaron Banks listed with an ankle. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday night, kickoff at 7:15. On Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Bears in Chicago, 27-24. Baseball, the Brewers face the Rangers tonight in Arlington, Texas. The crew shut out by the Rangers last night, 5-0. Milwaukee's Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until the fifth when Michael Hellman hit a grand slam with two outs. Pat Murphy.
You get two outs in the inning and make an 0-2 pitch that just doesn't get to where you want. Unfortunate, and great credit to the Rangers hitter. Drove in all five runs, I believe, tonight. Great credit to him. Credit to their starting pitching. Starting pitcher. He was fantastic. The catchers, I've always liked this kid. He really does a great job behind the dish.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Partly sunny and very pleasant today with highs scraping the mid-70s and a light south breeze. Overnight tonight, chances for spotty showers, and they're gone for tomorrow. Sticking with sunshine, highs return right back to the upper 70s. Behind that, 80s take over for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, singer-songwriter Marta Hansen will join us. You won't believe the song she's written.
And also, remember to stop by the John and Gordy Job Hugging Spa and Copy Shop.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
The Isthmus. It's not a lisp. It's where we live. WMDX.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast here on Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along at the world headquarters of Civic Media on State Street at the intersection of State and Fairchild. Overcast sky, some high clouds. We have time to take a little look at the Sam Davidson street cam, Mr. Zommers. Look at that there. People traversing the street, going up State Street right now. Got a little jacket weather. Look, a yellow cab. You don't see those very often anymore. A yellow cab making its way on Fairchild there. You see the lovely Overture Center on the right-hand side of the screen there. Leaves, you could just tell, here on State Street, a hint of yellow. Just a hint in some of those, like they're box elder trees or something like that. But a beautiful day here in Madison, University of Wisconsin, Madison, of course, as well. Great day to get out. All across the state of Wisconsin, Brittany Merlot and our weather team says maybe a chance of rain Friday and Saturday in some parts of the state. But all in all, pretty seasonal, great time to get outside and enjoy the weather. Great to have you along. Big hour this hour at the bottom, just after the farm news of Pam Yonke. Friends of the program, Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call, the producer and director and producer, respectively, of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Great film released last year at Marcus Theaters, and then it's been streaming on Roku and Amazon Prime, I believe Apple Plus TV as well. And now tonight, because a lot of people have told me, not a lot, some people have told me, well, I don't have any of those things. It's too much work. Well, guess what? Most people have a television and rabbit ears or basic cable. And tonight is your night, if you haven't seen it, to see Just a Bit Outside for free after the Brewers game. Going to talk with Sean and Kelly and tell you how at the bottom of this hour. Don't forget the Brewers over the radio tonight. Great. You can watch on the TV, turn the volume down, and listen to the crew on the radio. You could do so on the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network starting at 6:30 with a pregame show. First pitch just after 7 o'clock from Arlington, outside of Dallas. The Rangers hosting the crew. Rangers, as Clemens said during the break there, Rangers beat the crew 5-0 last night. You can hear the game, though, tonight on RCE in Richland Center, on WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and now on WBZH in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Also going to do a What's Worse for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, at 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, if you would indulge me, and I don't do this too often, I don't think, but one of the great privileges of having a radio program like this is you're able to pay tribute to people that you respect, that you love, and that you know. And if you would allow me just a couple of moments to tell you about my friend Linda Gentis and give my condolences to her husband, Hank Neuenhaus, and her friends and her family. Linda passed away, Linda Gentis, in Richland Center over this past weekend and has now been made public after a brief illness. And for those that have listened and watched this program over the last almost 3 years, you've heard me talk about her. She's been on the program. She was very active. She was a member of the county board up until recently, and she was integral to the University of Wisconsin Richland campus. And no one fought harder to keep that campus open than Linda Gentis. I first got to know her in the late 80s, 1988, when I was a freshman at UW Richland, the fall. She ran the Central American Scholarship Program locally at the campus. And she was in charge of welcoming the students from all over Central America, usually about 16 students every year. And she would welcome them. She would be the liaison to help find local host families for the students, of which our family was one. And then she would help them get registered for classes. She would kind of be their counselor because they came here, most of these students, with little or no English. And so you could imagine how difficult it was to integrate into families, as well as being taught college-level classes, and the professors, most of them were not fluent or knew little of any Spanish, so they were being taught at the same pace as native English speakers, and they had to survive. And no one did a better job of mentoring, of counseling, and changing lives, including my own, than Linda Gentis. If it had not been for her commitment to this program, I would never have met my friends from Central America, the person who ended up being the mother of my godsons. I would not have my godsons. Some of my closest friends, people who are family to me. And it was all due to Linda Gentis taking the bull by the horns and saying, I will make this program succeed. I will oversee it. And yes, former the late, great Dr. Tom Oates was the dean who helped bring this program here. It was administered through Georgetown. Former Republican U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, you've heard me talk about it before, Bob Caston was one of the authors in Congress in a bipartisan way that helped fund this program, that brought these kids from poor families in Central America who were brilliant students and brought them to the U.S. in a full ride for 2 years to learn either business or computer science with the requirement that they return home to their families for at least 2 years in Central America. And you can imagine growing up in a town of 5,000 people in southwest Wisconsin, predominantly white at the time, still is, I guess, predominantly white, to bring in folks from Central America was life-changing. And I think that anybody who was a part of this program in my hometown or other places, it was other places in Wisconsin as well, other two-year campuses, Rice Lake, for instance, Marathon, Wausau, Fox Valley, that we as Wisconsinites learned more from them than I think that they ever did from us. And it would have never happened without people like Linda Gentis, and it would have never happened at Richland County without Linda Gentis. And her passing this weekend, rather unexpectedly after a brief illness, is sad to me. And it breaks my heart, for especially for her husband, Hank Neuenhaus, another great guy, another great person. But her legacy, what she is going to be remembered for in my mind, is all of the lives, including my own, that were made better because of Linda Gentis and her work. And at the end of the day, what better legacy can any of us have than knowing that we change people's lives for the good and for the better. And it's incumbent upon each of us, I feel, to continue that legacy and pass that along. My heart goes out to my friend Linda Gentis and her family and her husband. Linda Gentis was 76 years old. It's 15 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. This from WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Marquette is mourning, Marquette University, mourning the loss of two of its student athletes who were killed in a crash on Friday evening. The university says 20-year-old Noah Snyder and 19-year-old Scott Machaud died, and two other teammates were hurt. Milwaukee police arrested a 41-year-old driver of the other vehicle in the crash. A Milwaukee police search warrant obtained by 12 News investigates late on Monday shows the woman admitted to drinking two, quote, steel reserves, unquote, a type of malt liquor before the crash. Jail records and the search warrant show police referred a charge while operating while intoxicated, causing death. As of today, the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office has not charged the woman, who was booked into the Milwaukee County Jail on Sunday. WISN Channel 12 News is not naming her. The search warrant states that the woman was driving a Ford Ranger north on 27th Street near St. Paul Avenue at the time of the crash. Six others were in a silver Jeep Grand Cherokee, according to the search warrant, at the same intersection where the two collided. Snyder and Machaud were both passengers in the car. The search warrant states that the woman, quote, had slurred speech and the odor of intoxicants were emanating from her breath, and later admitted to consuming alcohol prior to the collision, unquote. Police also performed a field sobriety test, which, quote, was positive signs of impairment were observed, unquote. The Marquette president that has opened a panel on education Monday afternoon by addressing the crash, saying, quote, you kind of work your way through it, but you don't expect it to happen, especially when they're so young. He said, the most important thing for us right now is to learn and lean into our Catholic Jesuit traditions to be present for our students to help them through the healing process. Most folks know no bigger Cardinal and White Badger fan than me, but today I offer my deep condolences, my thoughts, my prayers, my heartfelt wishes for the entire Marquette University community and all of the students and families who lost two young men, Noah Snyder and Scott Machaud, who had their whole life ahead of them, who were members of Marquette University lacrosse team, and seemingly through no fault of their own, because seemingly, allegedly, a drunk driver decided to get behind the wheel and ruined two young men's lives. It is a sad and unfortunate but good reminder to all of us to think before we get behind the wheel of a vehicle. If you feel buzzed, if you've been doing things other than drinking, all of that can lead to limited ability to drive safely. And when you read stories like this, all it takes is one mistake behind the wheel to affect other people's lives forever. A sad but good reminder to all of us. So I apologize if you started the hour off on a couple of less than upbeat stories, but I think it's really important to take the time to think about these things and remember them as well. We're going to come up here. Got to do a little business, as they say. Got to turn the page, come back. We'll do a quick rendition of our What's Worse today. I'll give you a hint. It involves toast. And who doesn't like toast? I do. particularly with strawberry and rhubarb jam. So we'll come back, talk about toast, wheat toast, or white toast, and then stick around because at the bottom of the hour, our old friends of the program, Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, are going to be along and talk about their great film, Just a Bit Outside, and the Brew Crew. What was it like at the Euchre Celebration of Life, being the ones putting together the video content with all the celebrities and family there? We'll ask them that as well. Stick around. The All Ball Show continues for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
.7 WMDX, Madison, living side by side with Sandhill Cranes.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice, I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, September 9th. Going to talk baseball after the bottom of the hour. Brew Crew in action tonight down in Texas. You can hear the pregame show at 6:30. The first pitch just after 7 o'clock. You can watch it for free on many network stations across Wisconsin, and then stick around for Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Going to talk with Sean Hannish and Kelly Call about that after the bottom of the hour. But right now at 23 past, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that, this or that. But of course, the choice is yours.
You can go with this.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved. Is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports network stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, timely. Timely indeed, as our friend, well, we hope he's our, I'm going to see them tonight. Mike Lucas and Tom Oates as part of the Ideas Fest, which is part of the Capital Times there. This is the time of year where you wake up in the morning and you think to yourself, it's just sometimes it's the smell of foods that get me, not just the taste. And for me, toast in the morning, So today, on a fall day, the category today is white toast or wheat toast. What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? Now, Zomer says the song that you played is by Bread.
Yeah, it's Make It With You by the band Bread.
I did not know that. I was wondering where it was going. I wasn't quite sure. I didn't know if I should ask.
Normally the lyrics tie in, but this time it's the band.
Yeah, very good. Make It With You by Bread. Well, I mean, it's always fun to make toast together with other people. A toast party. What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you could go to your iPhone or Android device. Go to your app store. Go to the search bar. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download, and it is free. The Civic Media app is what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Get it today. What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Mount Horeb. Troy, our good listener, listening on WMDX in Madison. Troy, Mount Horeb, Troy, white toast or wheat toast? What's worse?
Good afternoon, Todd and Zomers. What's worse is white toast.
Any particular reason why?
White bread's just an awful thing, and it's got no value whatsoever.
None, you're saying? Wow.
One of my earliest memories, my grandma and I used to, so this is before, you know, I was like three or four. My grandma and I used to eat breakfast together, and we'd eat toast with peanut butter on it and dip it in our coffee.
Oh, see, that's great. That's great memories, right, of toast?
Yeah. And she always had that, what is it, honey nut?
Honey nut Cheerios? Toast.
Wheat toast.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got like a orangish label.
All right, yeah.
You know, so we used to eat that morning.
Sara Lee, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
I know they have honey wheat.
But anyway,
you had the
I'm toast.
I'm not sure, I forget. Yeah.
It's a great memory.
If I saw it again, I'd know it, but yeah. So, I remember everything but the name of the bread.
That's fine.
I remember it was honey wheat.
Right. Well, thanks, Troy. Appreciate you calling in. Appreciate listening, as always. Have a great day out there.
Have a great day.
Hey, you two out there at beautiful Mount Horeb. What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Casper, one of our great engineers listening on MDX, says, I don't have a huge preference. What's worse than both of those things is waking up at 4 a.m. like I did this morning and having a faint smell of burnt toast. I thought I was having a stroke. What? Wow, be careful out there.
Says I'm that more is of a sign of a stroke.
Really?
Feeling like you're smelling burnt toast. So,
gosh. Take
careful.
Care of yourself, Casper. He says I'm more of an English muffin kind of guy. What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mary, out in Mount Horeb, listening on MDX, says, in case Zomers isn't familiar with the song, I would say white as wheat at least has some nutritional value.
Yeah, she sent us a song called Toast by Haywood Banks. Do you want to listen to a little bit?
Give me 10 seconds or 15 seconds, sure.
Is a live rendition.
All around the country, coast. People always saying, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like toast. I like that.
Very good. Toast!
What's worse, white toast or wheat toast? Matt, one of our great UPS drivers out there, Matt Milch, I should say, wheat is better as I think white has more sugar and no taste, though both are enriched, so we should not be have too much of either. All right. Mike, brand new listener in Madison on WMDX. Thanks, Mike, for tuning us in here in the Mad City. Mike says, I do both, but when you serve toast, it has to be brown or dark brown. Otherwise, it's just warm bread. There should be a fine for people who serve warm bread instead of toast.
Might be with you
now,
on that
there's
one.
Something to be said for that. You want it to be toasty. Heather in Eau Claire, WCFW on Facebook, says, I love bread.
the band and the carbs. There really isn't a worse. Maybe a dry, plain white toast is worse, but I like it all. Zomers, what's worse?
White bread. I'm a big fan of the flavors of wheat bread, especially if you got seeds in there. I love that.
See, I don't like too many seeds, but I like here in Madison, a Clausen's, I think it's country or like French country cracked.
That is good bread, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. Although I will say there's a cause for like white bread for French toast or something like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I would say white is worse. All right, there's nothing worse about Kelly Cole and Sean Hannish and their film, Just a Bit Outside. We'll talk to them after this. Farm News is next with Pam Yonke. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX, helping to keep Madison weird.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It's a form of food preservation that was developed by a contest held by Napoleon. Heather Quackenboss is the Extension Human Development and Relationship Educator. She gives us a few tips and tricks that we need to know to ensure that our canned food is both delicious and safe.
So it's going to depend on what you're canning. Hot water bath is really well good for fruits, for high acid foods, peaches, jams. You can do pickles because that vinegar is that acid in there. Anything that's a basic food, you are going to want a pressure canner. Now, some folks are like, oh, I can just use my pressure cooker or, oh, my Instapot. And we can't do that. We need that canner rather than cooker if we're going to do something with pressure.
Heather Quackenboss, along with us, the Extension Human Development and Relationships Educator. She reminds us that if you have questions while canning, give your local Extension office a call or look online at the National Home Food Preservation website. Stick around. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
You spoke, and Kwas listened. The result is a forage harvester that can devour crops faster than you ever thought possible. Introducing the new Kwas Jaguar 1000 Series, built in collaboration with customers like you. You said you wanted higher throughput. We achieved 20% higher throughput compared to the Jaguar 990 under similar conditions. You wanted better chop quality and efficiency. We achieved our best chop quality ever and our best fuel efficiency ever. It's performance inspired by the best. Ask your dealer about the Kwas Jaguar 1000 Series.
We want MaxFed! We want MaxFed!
There's a full house in the stands tonight, and it sounds like they're demanding higher milk fat and lower feed costs.
These fans know that growing Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans for dairy rations can help producers increase milk fat production without increasing feed costs.
For dairy farmers, it's Plenish soybeans for the winning return on investment.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/feedplenish.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at the closing markets. From Chicago, December corn closed down to at 419 and three quarters, and November soybeans closed down 2.5 at 1031 and a quarter. December wheat closed down 3.5 at 520 and a quarter. Taking a look at dairy, October Class 3 milk contracts are trading up 7 cents at $16.94, and November Class 3 milk is trading up 6 cents at $16.96. 40-pound block cheese closed down 3 at $166.50, and double-A butter closed down 2 at $2.50. Did you know the Midwest Farm Report is on Instagram? You can follow us there at MWF Report or on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report. There you can follow along as Pam Yonke, Stephanie Hoff, Ben Jarbo, and myself tell the story of Wisconsin agriculture. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Our stretch of warmer temperatures will continue through the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms. A low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a high in the mid-70s. Near 80 for Thursday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The John and Gordy Show.
We're talking with Mike McCabe.
We have this whole thing where people's jobs are being replaced with AI and robots.
Yeah. We have to make sure that just all of the proceeds, yes, the savings that are achieved by replacing people with machines, just don't go into the pockets of the billionaires. You've got to have a society where the benefits of technological advancements, yeah, are widely shared.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5:30, we talk with the indomitable Stacey Abrams about how to build the big tent for Democrats in 2026 to return this country to the hands of working people. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Kyle Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. If that music sounds familiar, it might be because you're a fan of just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Not just a great visual film, but the music, the vibes about it, it takes you right back to 1982 for those of us who are old enough to remember that. And in my opinion, as someone who lived through 82, I haven't felt vibes like this for the Brewers since then, and it's a special season today. And if you have not seen Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, I ran into somebody, by the way, this weekend, who the film came up, and they said, I just haven't had time yet. All right, no more excuses, because tonight, ladies and gentlemen, across Wisconsin, you can see it for free. And here to tell us all about it and to talk about the film, our friends of the program, Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call, the director, producer, and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Sean, Kelly, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Todd.
It's always fun. Guys, lots to catch up on, but let's make sure we get to it, because I want to make – this is really the thrust for you guys coming on back on today, is we got this release that the movie is going to be shown tonight. And for those who don't know or don't follow the Brewers every day, first of all, what's wrong with you? But I got to get this quick plug out. You can listen, turn down the television and listen to it on the radio. The Brewers taking on the Texas Rangers tonight at 6:30 for the pregame show on the radio side. First pitch at 7 o'clock. You could hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN Racine Kenosha, and WCQ in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward, our Brewers affiliates here at Civic Media. But guys, and this doesn't happen very often now with all the different rights and everything, but Sean, it's going to be shown tonight on several broadcast stations, the FanDuel feed, correct?
It is, yes. We were just thrilled when our friends at Good Karma came and said, hey, we want to put this across the state in actual, like, over-the-air free TV broadcast, which, I mean, it's amazing. You know, to think that people can now just turn on their television, you know, check their local listings, turn on their television, and within this week and next week, you're going to be able to actually watch the film on TV, you know? No need to go to the theater, no need to worry about an app. It's right there for you.
And Kelly, you're former president of CBS Entertainment, of course. You know how these things work better than anyone else. How did you guys come upon this and make this happen? And before you answer that, we give you folks in the station, we'll come back to it. And in Milwaukee, for those listening on our station, WAUK in Milwaukee, you can see it on CBS 58. That's WMLW. For our friends here in Madison that listen to us on WMDX, you can watch it on Channel 3000, WISC-TV, or TVW. In Wausau, WSAW. In Green Bay, WGBA and WACY. And in La Crosse, WKBT. Kelly, how does this happen that you guys got this film on broadcast television in Wisconsin?
Well, I think we start first with a disclaimer, which, as they say, check your local listings, right, because they are not all airing at once. The one we know tonight is TV Wisconsin out of Madison, which is a part of WISC, but it's I believe it's channel 3.2 tonight.
Correct.
And they're airing the game, and it's right on after the game. We know we are on WMLW tomorrow in Milwaukee. I think that's at 6:30. And the rest of the state will kind of come up when it comes up. To be honest, we had a couple stations approach us and asked us, hey, we saw your movie, how can we air it? And as opposed to us going from station to station to station, we reached out to the good people at Good Karma and said, you already have a Brewers contact with several TV stations. Would it be possible to work together to essentially help clear us throughout the, you know, all over the state versus us going one by one by one? They jumped right on it. And the other kind of interesting twist here, they came back and asked, what if we aired on some of our Good Karma radio stations? And we were kind of like, okay, I guess. And then, you know, Sean and I went in and, you know, kind of closed our eyes and listened. And it was like, it kind of works on the radio too. So we'll see.
I'm excited about this. And like I said, I know Civic, we here have some of these Brewer affiliates as well. And I'm hoping at some point we could get it on those stations across Wisconsin as well. But just to reiterate for people listening to our show now in Madison, and also it'd be for our listeners on WRCE in Richland Center, they also get Channel 3 here out of Madison. If you have the old rabbit ears, go to, as Kelly said, it's 3.2 digitally, or if you have like YouTube or DirecTV, it's TVW on there, so you can watch it either way. Sean, tell us a little bit about the excitement in the air around this film. I mentioned I'm getting all the vibes I got from 82, but then you add in the celebration of life for Bob Uecker recently, and I know you guys were asked to put together the video for the in-stadium presentations.
Well, I mean, I think this whole past year has been all things Brewers, certainly for us. I mean, you know, releasing this movie in theaters last fall during, you know, that great, you know, great run to the playoffs. And then, you know, obviously, listen, with Bob Uecker passing and all of the outpouring of love and affection from the community and frankly, from around the country, you know, I believe, you know, again, it's all things Brewers. Kelly and I were really given the honor of creating the films for the Bob Uecker Celebration of Life, both the private one back in April and also the public one that was a couple weekends ago in Milwaukee at you know, American Family Field. I mean, that was a real honor. I think, you know, certainly for me, it's one of the greatest honors that you can have, you know, as somebody who puts together films and narrative to say, would you put together the story of Bob Uecker? I mean, how do you do that? Yeah. You know, I know I was floating for about 5 minutes and then I was like, oh my God, that's a real responsibility. And, you know, Kelly and
we have to do this and it has to be great. It's right. Like, this is one you can't phone in.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, we put we're on a deadline, but we put our heads down and, with our team of editors and the composers, I couldn't be prouder of what we put together. And in the stadium, it was a really spectacular and special day to hear people, you know, have you ever heard 42,000 people laughing at the same time? I haven't.
No.
And then have you ever heard a pin drop with 42,000 people? It was an incredibly special day. And it was just so thrilled to be a part of it. But but going back to the season, I personally haven't felt Brewers energy like this since 82. Mm-hmm. We've had good seasons, you know. 2018 was a really good season. Made the, you know, NLCS. You know, Team Streak was a really fun season. But no season like this. And I think there are a lot of similarities between, you know, Harvey Keene and Murph.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities between a guy like Robin Yount and Christian Yelich. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, but most of all, the palpable excitement for going to the stadium or turning on the game right now. It's at a fever pitch.
Yeah, it really, we have earlier in the show, and you guys will appreciate this, that one of the great things about live broadcasting, we had a guy listening to the show earlier named Manuel, who is one of the engineers on Apple Plus TV. And he called in, and we talked to him last hour, and was talking about the fact that Pat Murphy was the one that came up with the whole pancake, pocket pancake idea and quesadilla. And this guy, Manuel, he brought the maple syrup to last week's game out in Pittsburgh on Friday for Murphy to use on the air. So, I mean, this thing is just infectious. It doesn't matter who you are. And it's so much fun right now. Oh.
I mean, it really is. I mean, listen, the pocket pancake is epic,
right?
You know, but also the Brewers. Let's be honest, the Brewers haven't missed a beat,
yeah,
either in the front office or with the organization. I mean, that amazing home run derby they had at the end of July. I mean, they, you know, the team is great on the field, and the way that the organization is handling everything off the field. I mean, I count my lucky stars that I'm a Brewers fan this year.
Yeah. We're talking with Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, the director, producer, and producer, respectively, of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. You can see it if you're listening to us in Madison or Richland Center on the CBS affiliate, at least their secondary channel, TVW. That's 3.2 digitally after the Brewers game tonight, which is going to be shown for free on that channel, and more stations, as they say, to come. I want to ask you both this, start with Kelly and then to Sean. Sean, well, I'll preface it for those that don't know, Sean founded a company called Cannonball Productions. You've worked with people like Minnie Driver. And let's start with Kelly. As former president of CBS, you worked with some of the biggest names in entertainment, Kelly, in your time at CBS. But what was it like for both of you to have the honor to do this work for Bob Uecker, someone who is a childhood legend, and you guys, as Wisconsinites, got to do this. And you got Bob Costas there, a huge name in broadcasting. Al Michaels, I know, is around. What was it like from your standpoint that working from the biggest names in the industry to this, Kelly?
I think just you have to set aside wanting to kind of pinch yourself that, hey, I'm with this person, and remind yourself at the same time, you know, we have a job to do. And I'll share this with the, especially about the Uecker interview. You know, Bob had been on the Tonight Show, you know, 100 times or whatever. And Bob kind of would lock into these kind of stories about his life. And we had to kind of keep pulling Bob. We only had limited time. We had to kind of keep pulling him back to 82, you know, like, Bob, that's great. 82. And we got done and we looked at each other and we said, well, okay, we got what we needed. It was a little rambling, but we got what we needed. And then when the Brewers called and said, you know, asked us to do these videos, the first thing we did was went back and, you know, looked at this interview we had done. And I guess without us realizing it, and I'm not like super spiritual or anything, but Bob handed us the story of his life on a silver platter in his own words. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people were like, how did you get all this? And it was like, we just interviewed him, and we had kind of one of the last interviews with him, but he gave us everything we needed to kind of do this assignment. And, you know, whether he knew it or not, I don't know, but there was a little bit of kismet and magic.
Aaron Zimmer is a great producer, has something queued up here. I know that what was shown in AmFam Field, what we might have seen on FanDuel, might have been a little different, but I know this is you guys' stuff, because here's part of that interview that's in Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers, and Sean and Kelly's one of their last interviews with Bob Uecker. This is from the Celebration of Life.
National League race by an O's, the St. Louis Cardinals take on the Yankees in the World Series.
Johnny Keene informed the coaching staff that I would not play in the World Series because of that incident where I picked the tuba up and was walking around.
They had three Dixieland bands on the field playing prior to the World Series. And Roger Craig was standing alongside of me. And the band that was playing left field put their instruments down. So there's a tuba laying up against near the bullpen. So Roger says, you go put that on.
So I grabbed this guy's tuba and I was catching fly balls.
I dented it. First I tried to get a trumpet on, and that was too small.
That's a little bit of Euchre's story there from the celebration of life. We're talking with Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call of the film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Got to do a little business, but we'll come back, talk about how you can see the film tonight for free across parts of Wisconsin, and more about the film. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on Civic Media.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Milwaukee has the Brewers, and the Brewers have it all. With pitching in the clutch and how they bang that ball. We don't care who leads in spring, what counts is in the fall. World Series time is when you'll find our Brewers standing tall.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather. I'll tell you what it is. Beautiful in Wisconsin today. And then our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, on the latest from Lambeau Field to get ready to take on the Washington Commanders on Thursday. And, of course, the Brewers playing tonight down in Arlington against the Rangers. Time for the radio broadcast pregame show. 6 6:30. First pitch just after 7 o'clock. You can also watch it on select stations across the state of Wisconsin on broadcast. As Letterman used to say, I hope one of your stations has been selected. And then stick around for just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers being shown here in the Madison CBS affiliate TVW 3.2 on the digital dial, or TVW on places like YouTube and DirecTV. Guys, Brewers, a weird game last night. The crew dropped 5-0 to Texas, but I feel like they're due for a comeback to lead into the show tonight, or into the movie tonight. Sean, what was it like? The question I gave to Kelly before the break there, you've worked with some of the biggest names in Hollywood. What was it like doing this Euchre tribute for the celebration of life?
Honestly, I felt more pressure doing this Euchre tribute than I felt during almost any project in my life. Mm-hmm. Only because he's so well known and so well loved that, you know, as I said, like, you know, for a few minutes after we were asked to do this, my feet weren't touching the ground. I was floating. The honor was so, honestly, so profound. But then it was kind of like, oh, and by the way, you really can't screw this up. I mean, you know, yeah. there's a lot of, you know, everybody loves Euch. So, you know, I think both Kelly and I were like, okay, we really needed a good approach. And I one of the things I'm proudest that we came up with was the idea of telling his life story in four bases.
Yeah, that was really cool. Thanks.
That just having a structure like that to be able to talk, because he lived such a big life, you know. His life, it sprawls, you know, it's Hollywood, it's broadcasting, it's a member of the community, it's his charitable work. Anyway, I think that helped me get my head around, you know, being able to tell the story of such an incredible life. And, you know, I think we did it in about 25 minutes.
Yeah, that was incredible. Quick
Go ahead, Todd.
Quick programming note, Sean's going to be on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe tonight as well. So big demand. Kelly, go ahead.
The pressure was there, but the payoff at the end was Bob Costas, Al Michaels, members of the Brewer staff, and Bob's son and family coming up to us afterwards, and either handshakes or hugs, and the compliments of "you got it, you got him, you showed him in a true manner to all the people here," and that I don't think that'll ever go away.
I think that's super cool, because having gotten to know you guys a little bit over the last couple of years, I know what reverence you have for people in the industry, even though for me, you guys are huge names in the industry. I look up to you. But to have people like Al Michaels, Bob Costas tell you guys you nailed it, that has to be better than any award you've ever gotten.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, when you have somebody's family come up to you and say thank you, you know, that was perfect. You can't do anymore. I mean, that was really the goal, was to honor the man and honor his life. And then, yeah, when Bob Costas is like, you know, basically comes up to him and says, you know, you guys are the backbone of this entire celebration.
Wow.
What you've done it's humbling, frankly, because when we sat there in the audience of, you know, for the private event, there were 1,000 people there. And Kelly and I beforehand said, you know, of the 1,000 people, you and I have spent the least amount of time with Euchre of those 1,000.
Wow.
But we have to make a film that shows that, you know, we really, really understand, appreciate, and love this man, all that he's done. So
a huge honor. So well done. I want to read you guys this quick. This comes from our listener, Jane, in Madison, listening on WMDX this afternoon. She writes this: "I saw the movie just a bit outside in theaters last year, and it led directly to a new interest in Brewer baseball this summer. And what a year to adopt that team. Enjoyed the film very much and recommended it to others. It taught me that winning isn't always everything, but the journey can be. Thank you." I mean, wow, Kelly, what do you want?
I got nothing to say. Thank you. I think Sean and I are dancing around the same thing. That's what it's all about. The feedback we've gotten both from the film and the these Euchre videos, that's why we do this. And it's, you know, Words can be really powerful, and we've heard some powerful words from people.
30 seconds each. What's the thing that you've seen recently in all the times you've seen it that you're seeing new and that people can watch it for free tonight? John?
I think, you know, one of my favorite parts of the film is actually when Ted Simmons and Pete Vukovic talk about pitching. There's a section in there where they talk about how to get hitters out that I could watch on a loop for the rest of my life. It's so inside baseball, but articulated so clearly that I think anybody walks out of the film, but that particular section, understanding a bit more about the game. So yeah. There's always a gem in there that I find that I look at as if it's for the first time.
Kelly, call 25 seconds.
I don't know that I see anything new, but emotionally I will catch or tear up in a different spot every time I watch it. And it could be the Gorman saying, I thank the Lord I played here. It could be the woman saying, hello, American League champion Brewers. Every time something new gets me.
If you listen to us in Madison or Richland Center, you can watch the film just a bit outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, for free after the Brewer game tonight on TVW 3.2. Other places, Milwaukee, Wausau, Green Bay, La Crosse. Stay tuned. We'll tell you, pass it on here when it becomes available. It's coming to you. Kelly Call, Sean Hanisch, thank you so much for taking time. It means the world to us. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Take care.
Thanks, Maggie,
join us next.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department filing federal charges against the man police say stabbed and killed a Ukrainian refugee last month on a light rail train in Charlotte. Arina Sarutska was coming home from work, police say, when DeCarlos Brown allegedly attacked her. Russ Ferguson is the U.S. attorney for the Western District of North Carolina and says the maximum sentence is life in prison.
The charge we are bringing is in Title 18, which is the criminal code. It's Section 1992A7, which is the law that Congress passed really for this situation, is an act of violence on a mass transportation system.
Authorities say Brown had a prior arrest record as well as mental health issues. Three military families have filed a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration and the Department of War banning military hospitals and clinics from providing gender-affirming care for their transgender children. On Wall Street, stocks finishing up today on hopes the Federal Reserve Board may lower interest rates after its meeting next week. This is ABC News.